what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Tim Cogshell, and Andy Klein. First up is the mystery drama The Eternal Daughter from writer-director Joanna Hogg. Tilda Swinton stars. Tim.
A sort of moody ghost story, not so much a ghost story unless we count ghosts as the unconsidered past, that stars Tilda Swinton in 2 parts. She's wonderful in both of them. It's a very stylized Joanna Hogg movie, as all Joanna Hogg movies are.
Andy, what do you think of The Eternal Daughter?
Other than the fact that Swinton is always great, I thought this was nonsense. I thought this was all implication and no delivery. With a twist that you can see 5 minutes into the film.
The Eternal Daughter's rated PG-13. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. and the Look Dine-In Cinemas in Glendale. Lady Chatterley's Lover, the newest version, is streaming on Netflix. It stars Emma Corrin. The film's directed by Laure Duclair Montonnerre. Tim?
D.H. Lawrence's scandalous novel becomes yet another scandalous movie. This is hot, very hot, sexy, glossy, filtered, and hot.
All right, Tim, Lady Chatterley's Lover is the film rated R, streaming on Netflix. And finally, Killing Me Softly with His Songs, a documentary about the composer Charles Fox, who wrote such hit songs as Killing Me Softly, I Got a Name, Ready to Take a Chance Again, and did multiple TV theme songs from series of the 70s.
If you grew up in America in the 70s and 80s, he wrote the soundtrack to your youth. It's a charming documentary. He comes across as a very nice as well as a very talented man. He's still sharp. He's still performing. He speaks with great love of Nadia Boulanger, his piano teacher. Just a delightful film.
Killing Me Softly with His Songs, directed by Danny Gold, is unrated. It's at Lemley's Town Center in Encino. And Tim, tell us about Lowndes County and the Road to Black Power, which takes us back to the early 1960s.
Now, this is very often when we think of the Black Panther Party, we think of that party started up in Oakland. But in fact, a Southern party associated with SNCC and Stokely Carmichael called themselves the Black Panther Party first. They are associated but different. Lowndes County, the county in the middle of the Selma to Montgomery March, biggest county in the state of Alabama, 80% black, not a single black person registered to vote. This film is about how they changed that.
The unrated documentary Lowndes County and the Road to Black Power is directed by Sam Pollard and Gita Gambier. It's available at Lemley's Monica Town Center Theater in Santa Monica. For our Film Week critic, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the entire hour of Film Week available to you every week wherever you get your podcasts or at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.